Good evening and welcome to another edition of Inside the FLX. I'm Josh Derso, and as always, we are coming to you from the FingerLakes1.com studio in downtown Seneca Falls. We have an exciting show today as we welcome Chris Ryan and Jen Salone of Ryan Chiropractic and Wellness. Both are here to talk about some of the programs they offer at their location and also a bunch of health-related topics. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Josh.
So before we get into some of the specifics of what you guys do at Ryan Chiropractic and Wellness, a little bit of background on each of you, sort of how you guys got into the field. Chris, obviously you have a long history here locally, so let's start with you.
Well, thank you. I've practiced since I graduated New York Chiropractic College in 87, mm-hmm. grew up in Auburn, and started working over in Seneca Falls with Doc Padgett, and the practice has evolved from there.
Yep. Jen?
Well, I came to Ryan Chiropractic just a short time ago, within the last 2 years. My previous career is in the legal field, but I was a patient of both Dr. Paul and Dr. Chris's. Took yoga teacher training, mm-hmm. loved it, and living my passion in the wellness field.
So, the evolution. You already said the word. That sort of seems to be the buzzword with Ryan Chiropractic because it has changed a lot in the last 10, 15, 20 years. Talk to us a little bit, if you could, about what that evolution has been like and sort of what it's meant to or what it's felt like living through it.
Sure. To keep it simple, manipulation, mm-hmm. popping, cracking somebody's back.
Yep.
Excellent tool. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to promote more. We wanted to help the patient help themselves. So we wanted to teach them exercises and methods to help them take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to incorporate more instead of just the manipulation. We'd show them exercises and talk to them about stress, but we needed more time with them to help them teach, to learn how to take care of themselves.
Now, how much of a challenge was that? One of the things we had talked about, Jen, when we first sat down was what the process was like coming together, bringing all of these various parts, these moving parts together. What was that like, and how did it sort of evolve in that, you know, the year before and the year after, that zero moment where you finally launch?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it was a challenge, to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. But there was such a good foundation coming from Ryan Chiropractic.
Right.
Dr. Paul, Dr. Chris, and Dr. Jen. Not only, you know, the community knows them, a good group there. And bringing on the other modalities, the massage, the acupuncture, getting the chiropractors to sort of move out of their comfort zone that it's just their practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came natural. Yeah. When we moved, which we'll get into, mm-hmm. We just became this family, mm-hmm. and the patients feel it because they all work together.
Now, that facility, for those who've been patients of yours for a long period of time, they remember the old facility and now they see the new. Big, big difference, huge difference. What was that like, making that happen, putting it together, and what were some of the things you were trying to bring into the new facility when you were going through the planning stage?
I think the biggest change, the goal was to, we offer a multidisciplinary practice, so mm-hmm. you have multiple people, you have chiropractors, acupuncturists, and massage therapists, to try to can work together. Mm-hmm. That if the patient has an issue, that the practitioners can talk together and kind of work it out. But we needed a space for exercises, and the biggest thing is to be able to help teach people. The facility is beautiful. The facility is just beautiful. We have a room where we can do exercises. We have enough room for the chiros. We have enough room for the acupuncture and the massage therapist.
Did it blow away your expectations? Did you have to pinch yourself a couple times after it was done?
We still do. We don't take it for granted. It's a beautiful location, and there was a little resistance with patients. They had 30 years plus mm-hmm. in another location, and this is Shangri-La, so they were a little concerned, what's this going to bring?
Right.
But once you come in, the thing I hear the most is there's just a beautiful energy there.
Now, before we get too deep into the show, I would like one of you guys to sort of give everyone the quick 411 on where you guys are located and how you do get to it. Because it is, for if you're going to that location for the first time, it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Jen, if you want to run through that one.
Yes. We are in the Bonnedent Building, mm-hmm. the current Bonnedent Building,
right.
On 5 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, don't go the back way the first time.
Yeah.
5 and 20. They have their own light. They have a beautiful fountain out there. A big sign says Bonnedent. Don't go in their front doors. That's not us. Go around the side, and you'll see the Learning Tree sign. We occupy what used to be Bonnedent's daycare center, the Learning Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So it is simple once if you come in off of 5 and 20. After
right.
that, once we get them there, we give them little shortcuts.
So the services, what you guys are doing. There are a ton of things that you guys are doing there. Run through the gauntlet of different services you guys offer and what each of them sort of bring to the table.
Yeah, do it to me.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well, chiropractic. Chiropractic is, people are familiar with it, with the partial, they equate it with manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
There's much more to it. But there's chiropractors. And then there's the massage therapist that the chiropractor can talk to say, this muscle's tight. Can you work on that muscle to help loosen it, to help the adjustment hold?
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture is just a tool that I'm really impressed with the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps the patient heal. I'm not an acupuncturist, so it's hard for me to explain
right.
how that works. But it's nice to have the whole group. And then we take them into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're in the classroom and they're my patients, I can go up to them and say, remember I told you that this side is a little tighter than that, and that's why this stretch is a little more challenging for you?
Right.
And it empowers them to take care of themselves. It makes them understand why they have what they have.
Mm-hmm. Now, yoga and meditation are two of the things that have really taken off at your building. What does that offer? Because you talk about the classroom setting and the learning. There's a learning curve in there, I would assume. And you are teaching them to take care of themselves. What does the yoga and meditation offer as its own?
Let me answer that.
It's
a key point mm-hmm. in, I think, any patient's treatment. I wish more would do it. It's touching on the stress reduction.
Right.
You know, we've gotten away somewhat from the stereotypes. You say yoga, a lot of people go, not for me. You
right.
say meditation, not for me. It's stress reduction. It's mm-hmm. relaxation. It's mindfulness. You know, call it what you want, but we've blended it. So we don't do a traditional yoga class. Both certified to do that. But we tie into our classes chiropractic rehab. You know, Dr. Chris is all about structure and posture. Our students mm-hmm. are going to know from the ground up that they're doing a posture right, not getting hurt, hopefully.
Right.
And then the teaching component is huge. And I've found, even when we were in Cayuga, since we've moved, people are drawn towards the stress reduction component. So they might sign up for a yoga class thinking they're going to do the physical, but after a couple weeks they're like, can we do that thing again where you had us, you know, lay down and relax?
Mm-hmm.
Words have energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say the word yoga, there's already, if you're a layperson, judgment toward that word.
Right.
They picture this person in a pretzel that I could never do.
Yep.
I don't even use the word yoga with my patients. I tell them that you're going to do this stretch to stretch this muscle that pulls the joint out. You're going to do this strengthening exercise to balance the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they teach them that this muscle gets tight, this one gets weak, say low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want to strengthen their back, but they have to stretch their hips and their back and strengthen their abs and their glutes. I show them the stretches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it yoga. And then after I show them the stretches, I say, well, that's a yoga pose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I talk to them about stress and the effects of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And stress causes so many diseases, as we call,
mm-hmm.
as we say. But we all know that once we get stressed, we might get a little neck pain or back pain. So I found in my practice that the two biggest culprits that cause these things to become chronic are deconditioning mm-hmm. and stress. And then while they're in there, I talk to them about stress. And I teach them how stress can affect the body and how you can relax. And then I teach them how to go to their breath. I don't call it meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it yoga. And then after we're done, I say, well, that's a yoga pose.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mindfulness meditation. We've blended. In my career, manipulation's fun. It's so cool to see. Boom, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So we stretch it, and then we strengthen it, and then we use balance to try to kind of get it to stabilize. And then we also teach them about the stress part, and mm-hmm. it really is a enlightening thing. And we're really getting away from the word yoga and meditation, because those words have that connotation.
Now, I have to jump in here because I know there's probably somebody sitting out there saying, these people must be crazy. It's a terrible business model. You're training these customers to not need to be customers anymore.
I get that a lot.
That was a big fear when we moved,
but
yeah.
Of others,
isn't
though.
That, isn't that what really what you guys are working to? Like, you're trying to make people healthier.
Yeah.
You're not. It's almost as if you're just a fly on the wall inside the building, you're just seeing, you're trying to make people healthier, period, and you're not thinking about the other sort of aspects of it.
Thank you for that. I get that a lot from patients. They say that to me, and I say, but our goal is to make you healthier.
Right.
And then what they do is you go from passive care to active care.
Mm-hmm.
Passive care is the patient, I can take a medication. It's not much thing. I could go to the chiropractor, I get it adjusted. I can get massage.
Mm-hmm.
Active care is them taking care of themselves. I love when I see a patient and say, I haven't seen you in a while because I've done my stretches.
Yeah.
And then when I see a patient and they come in, I'll say, when did you stop stretching? Because they'll come back, unless it's a trauma, with mm-hmm. the same joint locked up. And I'll say, when did you stop stretching? You need to stretch this. No, the more you give, mm-hmm. the more you get.
Right.
The more you help people, the more you get. Karma is true. The more it just grows.
Well, there has to also be a contingency of people who just genuine, like they start doing the meditation or they start doing the yoga and they just genuinely like the class. They genuinely like what they're doing. I'm assuming you have a number of customers who are that way, where they've, you know, it was a health reason at first and now it's just kind of something they like doing.
Once you feel it,
right,
it's not an easy drink to put down, you know, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term. It's it's life-changing.
Yeah.
It's totally life-changing.
Now, talk to us about who the key players are, who the people are that make Ryan Chiropractic and Wellness possible. Obviously, you guys have a fairly large team now. It isn't just three chiropractors anymore. It is grown. Talk to us about the different services, but the people behind the services this time.
I'm going to say one thing, then I'm going to let Jen take over. I'd like to thank Bruce Bonifiglia.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that because without Bruce, I met Bruce and I was looking for a space to, the space actually above your room here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Bruce, I'd like to rent that. And he said, I have a place for you. And I was still going to have separate offices and Bruce offered this space
mm-hmm.
out of kindness.
Yeah.
And said, we can work together because anybody that knows Bruce, he's all about karma and he's all about wellness.
Yeah.
So without Bruce, we wouldn't have this facility. As for the players, I'll let Jen take care of that.
I get emotional every mm-hmm. time we have that discussion because I lived that whole transformation. It's amazing. You still pinch yourself.
For people who are watching, I mean, it is a huge, huge, huge difference. Like, the two, you wouldn't even think they're the same practice,
thank
frankly.
You. Thank
I mean, really,
yeah,
you wouldn't even think they're the same thing. But Jen, go ahead.
The key players? Mm-hmm. Absolutely everybody that's there.
Mm-hmm.
We operate as a family unit.
Mm-hmm.
I would just tell you everybody. I would tell you that Dr. Paul, Dr. Chris, Dr. Jen, the three chiropractors that started there. Mm-hmm. Dr. Genevieve Heath is now a chiropractor. She was our massage therapist to begin with, so she's sort of holding two hats now.
Mm-hmm.
We have two new massage therapists, Cassie and Katie, so we have a three total. And our acupuncturist, Erica Spencer, brought great energy, has just made acupuncture blossom.
Mm-hmm.
She's tied her acupuncture into some of our relaxation classes, which is cool. And our staff, that without them, you don't have the center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, it's just really the three of us, Mark, who is one of Chris's sons, Allie and myself, and we all really work together as a team. It's truly a family unit there.
And there are key players, but we look at it as equal.
Right.
Everybody's equal.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is just as important for the function of the team.
Right.
And we try to promote that amongst each other.
Well, I mean, it seems as though there's so much going on that one person couldn't possibly have their hand and hat in every single part of the, without going absolutely crazy.
Jen, I'd be in big trouble. I'll tell you that. There's, you know, the left brain, right brain. There's the art and the scientist. I'm the guy to go off on the tangent. Jen will pull me back in. Mm-hmm. I have trouble putting things in the written word. Jen is an English major. It's such a beautiful symbiotic relationship with everybody.
Right.
I'm so thankful for everything we have.
Now, what is it, if you could pinpoint it? We talked a lot about it already, but what is the thing that makes you guys different than other practices? What is the thing? If there's one thing or if there's multiple things, what are they?
I would say what makes us different is you can have a wellness center. We'll call it a wellness center. And you can have all these different modalities under one roof. The level of teaching with the experience that's coming, you know, specifically from Chris, is priceless.
Right.
The time that he takes, it's awesome to sit back and watch the patient get it. Mm-hmm. That they come in, they're in pain, you know, and the stress component is, I think I'm dying. It's got to be something serious, you know?
Right.
And to sit and he takes the time, the other doctors, the practitioners take the time to explain what it is, and the person already walks out of there feeling better just knowing.
Mm-hmm.
We take a lot of time to teach. We really think of it as a teaching facility and want to grow in that area of it. And it's the mindfulness component that we tie into our classes in our practice.
Yeah, I would say the key thing for us, we say wellness is teaching someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can teach someone and give them a pamphlet. But if I give you a pamphlet on how to golf, you'd struggle.
Right.
If you come into a class and we can kind of mold you and teach you, so there's multidisciplinary practices.
Mm-hmm.
But true wellness for us, we have a saying is, it's awareness plus mindfulness. It's learning how we function and then doing something about it.
Right.
That's the biggest difference with us. And where we're going to expand is in helping people help themselves via education.
Is that the biggest challenge, would you say, getting people over that bridge, that first sort of bridge? Or what is the biggest challenge that you guys sort of face and see
time.
On a daily basis?
Mm-hmm. Nobody has time.
Right.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, we have time to do things, but we need to have time for ourselves. And that's part of the stress component. You know, we're overstimulated. We're overgoing. We need to take time for ourselves.
But to that end, how much time really? Is it really that big of an investment of time when it comes right down to it?
No, I'd say that yoga class, we call it the Jen and Chris show. We don't even call it yoga anymore. Hour and a half a week.
Right.
And then they will want to do something at home.
Yep.
And it's just like anything else. Once you do it, you experience it, there's no going back.
Yep.
You get tight, you stretch your back, or if you decrease your stress, you want to help yourself. You feel better. And when you stop, you don't feel as good. So the biggest challenge is getting people to take the time. But it's so much fun because you get a core group of people that literally become family. That you want to, we treat people like family.
Mm-hmm.
And these people become like family.
Mm-hmm.
So we do house calls. Old school house calls.
Yeah, it's anything to help people.
Right. So what has been, since you guys got into the new facility, the new space, the number one response you've heard from your clients, just passerbys, whatever the case may be?
No, I got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, wellness is treating the person as a whole. As soon as they're on the phone and you talk to them, they feel the stress or the lack thereof, the kindness.
Right.
That facility, when you walk in there, again, I don't mean to give Bruce so much, but they came in, and Jen and Bruce and I forgot the name of the...
Donna.
The colors.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has energy, and coming into that space has this ambiance of caring and kindness and softness.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this room is not very stressful. It's very kind and calm.
Right.
So that's the one thing. And the other thing is the ability to communicate with our other practitioners and helping people. That where I have patients where I say, I have trouble with this, it's not getting better, and I'll talk to Erica or I'll talk to Genevieve, our massage therapist, on what are your thoughts. And when the patient comes back to me and says, I'm better, Mm-hmm. So you don't need to see me anymore. There's no ego.
Right.
It's all about taking care of the patient. And, mm-hmm. and if someone says to me, even if they see my brother Paul or Genevieve, and they say, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So that's our goal.
What is the biggest health concern that you guys see, sort of looking broadly?
Easy.
What is that for each of you? I mean, you can both pull out whatever you think is
most important.
Three.
Stress.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So it really does just, you guys think it really does come down to the stress.
Well, it might not be the biggest component. It's the most overlooked component in Western society. There's always right. been a stigma if you go to a counselor. Mm-hmm. And the mind-body concept is overlooked. I had a situation in my life that was very stressful that caused cardiac issues. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go to counseling myself. And I took mm-hmm. an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. So I've experienced it. And when you have a heart condition because of stress, and I knew people would come in with stress, and I knew that was part of it, it guided me to go to a counselor. And the guy was a Buddhist, and he taught me meditation, and he taught me mindfulness, and I picked up the yoga. Mm-hmm. And when you live something and you've experienced it, the belief is so strong. But the answer would be stress, I would say.
Okay.
And that's where the mindfulness is. And you don't have to call it meditation out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it relaxation.
Yep.
You can call it awareness of yourself. It's just an exercise of the brain.
So how can, for the people who are watching, listening, how can they start helping themselves right now? Or what is the one thing? You've talked a lot about stress. Is there something that, you know, before they even get to your facility, is there something that they can do, sort of click off in their brain or do on a daily basis to try and kind of like start to reset themselves?
Yeah, my biggest recommendation is turn everything off for mm-hmm. 5 minutes, even a couple of minutes. Start with 5 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Turn off the news. Turn off the Facebook. Turn it off for a minute and just
check cell phone,
it and everything. Check in. Everything. 5 minutes a
except
day.
For FingerLeaks.com.
Yeah, except for like, you know, when this airs. But that's a big thing. People say I don't have time, but the time they have on their 10-minute break, they're scrolling through it. Mm-hmm. And the brain, you know, we do a lot of work with the brain and the health of the brain function. And part mm-hmm. of that is you have to check in. You have to take a break. And businesses are doing this. You mm-hmm. know, the big businesses of the nation are doing it. They're making their employees take a time out, check in, stress reduction. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that too, going on that avenue for a corporate wellness program.
Right.
Yeah.
As Jim was saying, the group that comes to the show, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Google mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Google PTSD.
I just told him to shut it off.
No. And mindfulness. But you want to give them, you know what I'm saying. Google mindfulness, PTSD. Mm-hmm. John Kabat-Zinn, mm-hmm. Google that.
Mm-hmm.
Google Dan Siegel. The information's out there. And then turn it off.
Right. So how can they get started with you guys? They're interested. They see something that they like, or they heard a bunch of things that they like. What's the first step, or what are these steps to get involved with you guys?
Just call us up.
Call?
Yeah, just give us a call. Mm-hmm. We do have a new website. It'll be launching next week.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to push people there.
Class.
And call us up, email us. And we've always offered a free class mm-hmm. to, you know, we say get a group of 10 people. Josh, go get, you know, 9 of your friends. Come see us. We'll do 2 hours with you free just to give you sort of a rundown of what we have and what we can offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always out there, too.
Realize that wellness isn't just height, weight, blood pressure, cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about stress reduction. We could talk about deconditioning the core, the weak abs.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people go to gyms, and they come in and try to do an ab workout, and they say they do 100 ab sit-ups a week. I'm like, well, you should look like a ripped out. You're doing them properly. But wellness is deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness is introspection, so you learn about your genetics. Mm-hmm. You were a product of our genetics. We're a product of our upbringing in our past and our environments.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's alluding to is the environments, the humanity of society. Where are we in humanity right now?
Mm-hmm.
And wellness can start with one. So we want to start with one. If we want to help this community, which we want to do, help yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And then one at a time, we can have a revolution of wellness and peace and kindness in this earth.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about that I didn't get a chance to touch on earlier, the education, you guys are talking a lot about the education portion of it. How much of it is people have a misconception, or they have a misconception of the of how they're supposed to do certain things, and you're having to correct these actions, but also these sort of preventive measures that people have been trying to do or doing incorrectly. Is that something that you guys see from time to time or frequently or?
Constantly.
Yeah. Daily. Yeah.
I can come in, they'll come in with neck pain. Now, what are you doing differently? Nothing. Mm-hmm. So you start a new workout, you're doing sit-ups, because you know what times of year when they start doing sit-ups?
First of the year.
Spring.
First of the year, spring.
Yeah.
And they can come with neck pain and headache.
Yeah.
And they come up and they do the sit-up with their head like this. And I say, mm-hmm. you need to tuck your chin and do that.
Yeah.
That's where we blossom. There aren't many yoga classes. I don't like yoga.
Yeah.
There's two of us in there.
Yeah.
Jen leads the class. I walk around and I adjust them in the proper posture.
They're mm-hmm. spoiled.
Yeah. And we say to them, our saying and with that is, you might feel some discomfort. Mm-hmm. But if you feel it where you're supposed to, it's okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel it where you're supposed to, wave. I have knee pain, and I'll walk over. I'll do this adjustment. We have people that have had fusions with metal bars in their spines doing yoga.
Yeah.
Because I have that ability, and they're comfortable with me, especially if they're my patients. I can go, this is okay. Just do this instead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest difference with us. Mm-hmm. And there's constant awareness of proper technique and why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you going in and relaxing at the same time.
Now, before we get you guys out of here, what is sort of your parting message to people who have been watching and listening to this? If you could leave everyone with one piece of information or one sort of thing to remember, what would that be? Both of you can go ahead.
Yeah, it's out there and it's said a lot, but it's my mantra, and it's be the change you wish to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about introspection.
Right.
It's about you looking into yourself and how you can take care of things, mm-hmm. and then other things will come along.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you guys coming on, and I'm sure we'll be having you on again in the near future to talk
Thank
about
you.
Some other things.
It's nice
Thank
to
you
spread
so much
good
for
news.
Having us.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. I'd like to thank Chris and Jen for stopping by and wish them the best of luck in their ever-expanding venture at Ryan Chiropractic and Wellness. We'll have links to all the things they have going on at FingerLakes1.com. Inside the FLX airs Sundays at 7 p.m. on Time Warner Cable Channel 12. And, of course, the podcast is always available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the FingerLakes1.com app. For Chris Ryan and Jen Salone, I'm Josh Durso, wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.